So welcome to this evening's next talk with the wonderfully broken title. I love it. Emoji domains and how wonderfully broken they are, by a very, very wonderful person, Genoa, who is a web developer. And you wouldn't believe it, her nick is Unicorn. Here is her unicorn. Hi, Genoa, this is, tell us everything about emoji domains and why they are so rotten broken. Your go.
Yeah, thank you a lot. Exactly. I'll be speaking a bit about these wonderfully broken things, and the talk will be kind of like, I start with a bit of an info dump about the history of emoji domains and what they actually are, and then I will talk about my personal experience breaking things with them. So yeah, let's start right off with the history. So DNS was standardized in 1987 with a very limited character set. So you can see like only Roman letters and some numbers, and like four non-letters. So these are definitely not sufficient for many languages, and it's a very Eurocentric view. Or not even just Eurocentrics, but it's actually very centered on the English language. And it was clear that these wouldn't suffice. So in 1996, internationalized domain names were proposed, which allow encoding characters that are not supported or that are not officially supported into this very small character set, so that browsers could simply convert them on the fly. So sources kind of disagree when this exactly went live, or when you could start it, when you were able to use it for the first time. The IDNA 2003 standard allowed the support, but the first emoji domains were actually registered in 2001. Interesting about these is that in 2001, emoji weren't part of Unicode yet. So you can see these are the examples, like the hot springs, those do show as emoji, which is because they are both emoji and Unicode pictographs. So not actually emoji domains at the time, but right now they were kind of converted into emojis. Back then they were just pictographs. I couldn't really find out if those domains actually resolved if you entered the pictographs back then, or if it was just someone who was hoping that they would rise in price once IDNA 2003 or whatever standard would implement it went live. So there was also an IDNA 2003 normalization, but that's not too interesting for us because we just want to look at the emoji side of things. IDNA 2008 actually banned emoji for most major TLDs because of concerns that it would be used for phishing domains that looked very similar to actual other domains. Like there are, every character exists as an emoji to be able to make country flags. So that could be used for phishing, and they decided to ban it for most major TLDs that comply with IDNA 2003. And just important to my little story, in 2020, the Emoji 13 standard, or Emoji 13 added a transgender pride flag emoji. You will see why that's important later. So what actually is this Punicode encoding? It's a non-human readable representation of Unicode characters. So you can see this symbol here would be translated to XN-C8H, which obviously doesn't make much sense to type in, but your browser would take care of this. So DNS didn't have to be changed. It's only inside your browser that these conversions happen. Compatible browsers, depending on which browser you use, will either intransparently or semi-transparently translate. Firefox, for example, as a mitigation to these phishing attempts, does allow you to enter emoji or other Unicode characters, but as soon as you enter it, the URL bar will show this xn-dash-dash domain. Safari, as far as I know, does not do it transparently, so you will not know what exactly the Unicode representation is of what you were just entering. And different TLDs only support a specific subset. As I said, IDNA 2008 actually banned it. Oh, fun fact, I forgot on the last slide. IDNA 2008 went live in 2010, which is kind of confusing, but whatever. So different TLDs only support specific char sets. Most don't support emoji, but there are TLDs that have supporting emoji as the main selling point. So TLDs that most people wouldn't want to use unless they just simply are interested in emoji. So why did I end up breaking things with it? In early 2021, this year, I was unemployed and looking for interesting ways to build my portfolio. I knew that emoji were somewhat supported, but I didn't know what, how exactly it worked. I just knew that there were some people that had emoji domains. And I was kind of happy that there was a transgender pride emoji added. So I decided, well, maybe it's a good idea to add some domain that contains this transgender pride emoji to also kind of become less interesting for bigoted potential employers. So yeah, let's register a domain with that emoji. Well, that seems to be a bit more difficult because these domains, even though you never really counter them, seem to be sold out. Nothing I looked up worked, and actually the web interface broke a bit, but more to that later. Well, none of these domains actually resolve to anything. .dev does not support emoji at all, and Namecheap doesn't support emoji even with top-level domains that do support them. So I had to go to another registrar, which was a bit annoying because I thought, well, I like having everything in one place, not specifically because I love Namecheap or anything, but whatever. A few minutes later, I now am the proud owner of transgender pride flag purpleheart.ws. At least that's what I think. So I just set up to build a small demo page for it and deploy it on my server and test it. And wow, my server usually isn't that slow. Timeouts. Well, the route looks okay inside my reverse proxy. Trying again, and after a long time, I end up with this wonderful error message. So we're sorry, that domain is invalid. So it also doesn't show the transgender pride flag anymore, but that could be down to simply their web font not supporting it yet because it's was just added to Emoji 13, at least that's what I thought at that point. Obviously, I was a bit scared because, well, I just spent 10 euros on something and I didn't really know when I would have a stable income again. So I did this to find a new job, and German unemployment benefits are really difficult to get. So I was a bit scared. But GoDaddy didn't sell me some invalid domain, or they also definitely did not scam me. Because if you enter these exact characters that apparently are invalid, it does resolve to my server. So when I looked at the GoDaddy web interface, it also showed these three characters, the purple heart, white flag, and transgender symbol. It's simply not the domain that I had entered into the emoji domain search engine. Wasn't just their web font that doesn't support it. And that is caused by the wonderful zero with joiners. To avoid having tons of similar emoji, each with their own code, many emoji are created by combining others. So you have the skin tone modifiers, for example, or the country flags, that are a combination of different emoji with a zero with joiner. The transgender pride flag is a combination of a white flag and a transgender symbol with a zero with joiner in between. And the thing is, Punicode does not really support them, so it was simply just dropped during conversion while I bought my domain. But that's not everything, because I still had this project. I still wanted emoji domains, and my interest was piqued, so I kind of wanted to try out what else I could break. To avoid spending even more money on this project, I chose to move to test my testing to subdomains, which was a good idea because I have way more control over subdomains than I have over regular ones. I can register them with any registrar, so I could use just my go-to registrar. I can register whatever strings I want, so even invalid Punicode. I can register them under a TLD that does not allow it because it's not a second level domain, but a third level domain. And yeah, let's see what browsers do about that. So I created the subdomain transgenderprideflag.dysphoric.dev. Firefox converts it to XN, and I'm not gonna say all that. Chromium converts it to a different string, which if you plug any of those into a converter, it will tell you that both are invalid Punicode. However, both are understood and routed, so I just simply added an all route to my reverse proxy so that both would work. If you use dig, which is a command line tool that lets you look up domain records, first of all, it doesn't do the Punicode conversion at all, so I had to use one of the strings that one of my browsers gave me. But when I used that string, it also gave me this it's not a valid IDN 2008 name, disable validation using these two parameters. Also, it didn't tell me that I needed both, so I added the first and then, oh, you still need a second. But whatever. Once both were added, I was able to get correct results, and yeah, my site was reachable. The next thing I thought of was, what if I move my domain to a non-supported registrar? Because as I just talked about, Namecheap does not actually allow emoji domains. And I was interested to see how their web interface would handle it. Sadly, it simply did not handle it at all because they don't support WS domains. I wasn't really going to contact their support team to try and still get it because this was only a simple thing that they were probably just simply not interested in hosting that domain because it breaks their web interface if you try to. Or other things about emoji domains break their web interface. So I don't really see why their support team would actually be on my side here. So what about email? Because apparently email clients really enjoy breaking, from my experience at least. Do they break with emoji? When trying to add in emoji domain as a sender, my mail server actually broke because validation was run after Punicode to Unicode conversion, which caused an uncaught exception, which was surprising. It's already fixed, but the patch is not released yet, so I couldn't yet test it. But there's still the local part, which I could already control as much as I wanted to. And it led to mixed results. So Thunderbird simply ignored it and just showed the Punicode. And Apple Mail dropped the zero with joiner and also showed the Punicode under the thing where it shows the exact domain. So mixed results, nothing too spectacular, no exceptions or crashing clients or anything interesting like that, sadly. What did I learn during this? Well, obviously, emoji domains are very buggy. Implementations vary from browser to browser, so you can have the same input string and get different Punicodes out of it. So testing in just one browser definitely is not enough. Well, it never is, but here especially it isn't. And you may be able to buy a domain that won't work as you would think, which can cause quite the annoyance. But it's still a lot of fun to mess around with this stuff, just not for productive use. I like to end my talks by telling people to join a labor union. It doesn't have anything to do with this, but that's what I do for some reason. And I've got also a blog post about this where I've written it up, and I will publish the slides under the wonderful domain poop emoji neocode .ws. It's just a link to my regular blog for now. Yeah, I'm sorry. I think I went a bit fast, but I still thank you for your time, and I'm open to questions.
I'm online. Oops, I'm sorry. I'm awfully sorry. My machine is slow. I unmuted myself about half a minute ago. Thank you for that beautiful talk, Genoa. I had to grin a couple of times because it was great and it made my day. And actually, we have a question. The question is in German. I'll say it in English. Why is DNSSEC so complicated for emoji domains?
Well, because no one actually really likes emoji domains except the people who sell them. At least that was my experience looking up things for that. So. They are kind of disallowed in the standard, but just some top-level domains just ignore the standard and still let you register them. And it's just something that people who implement things don't want to think about at all. So I haven't actually tried DNSSEC, but it's just something that is easily forgotten because it shouldn't actually exist, which may be a bit harsh, but yeah.
Is you remember the ringtone fads when smartphones didn't exist yet? Is this just a fad like this ringtone thing, and it will just disappear within the next couple of years, or do you think emojis are here to stay? Is this serious?
I think emojis are here to stay, but not within domains. Like it was possible since 2001, kind of, but at least since 2011, where the first actual emoji domain was registered. But most domains that are like popular examples already don't resolve anymore or resolve to sites that sell emoji domains. So emoji domains definitely are not much more than a fad or a nice, a funny thing to just look at. For a bit. However, emojis as a whole are such a large part of our culture, I don't think they're going to go away anytime soon because it's been more than 10 years and the downloadable annoying ringtones were popular for a bit less time, I think.
This is a question that I actually wanted to ask myself as well. Because I run my own email server as well, and which email server software do you talk about? Do you know about supporting the others? What do you use as a software on your email server?
My email server is running on MailU, which is a set of Docker containers that are especially made to work together to make setting up an email server as painless as possible for free. So I haven't actually tested any other servers. However, in theory, they shouldn't actually have any issues. So the part of MailU that failed wasn't actually the mail server part. It was simply a parser. So in theory, with another mail server, it should work if they didn't also mess up parsing at some point.
Somebody asked here, is there a list of top-level domains that support emojis? And somebody posted an answer in Wikipedia. Is that correct? Wikipedia has such a list?
It has, but it isn't actually correct, the list that it has. It is the English Wikipedia. It lists at least one domain that no longer supports emojis, which is actually some kind of big political thing where they removed support. So the Wikipedia list is not not complete, or it contains too much. There are, however, registrars that will that are specialized in emoji domains, and those will have current lists. So IHATWS is one of them. It's not the Red Heart emoji, though, because that is invalid Punicode. And so I don't really know what to enter in my URL bar to get to them other than searching it on Google. So.
Next question. Is there a difference between a single Punicode and multiple emojis chained together as a second or third level domain?
So it's just different. It's just different Punicode depending on how many emoji you have. But theoretically, the implementation for this, which is I think the technical term was ASCII to Unicode or something, which is like an algorithm to convert it, does handle multiple emoji similarly to, or it should work without any issues if one of the two works.
Are there any emoji first level domains?
No, there are not. There are Punicode first level domains because there are languages that that simply do not use the same letters as English does. So Punicode first level domains are existent, but no emoji first level domains at this point. Maybe there will be, but I kind of doubt it because the people in charge of this emoji domains are kind of an eyesore to them from what I could read. So.
Talking about eyesores, I always have the impression that at least to the old coders, diacritical signs in themselves were considered an eyesore. You know, the little funny little dots those German-speaking people have on their, don't talk about the Czech and the Poles. Now, my name contains such a diacritical sign. My first name is Andre, and I've been fighting with all kinds of inputs that say 7-bit ASCII and nothing else here. Do diacritical signs still break domains?
They should not, because they are actually the reason why IDNs exist. So it was actually proposed by someone who has one of those signs in his name and probably just wanted a domain with his name. This was the actual reason why we have Punicode in the first place, and supporting emoji was kind of an unwanted side effect. So in theory, it should work without issues, but still many people don't think about it enough when implementing their own things. So you can never be too certain that it will, but it should.
Yeah. Somebody posted here that somebody obviously runs on Windows and says in Windows 10, the emoji menu comes with the combination of the Windows and the full stop. Is that common already, or is that new? I think it's common by now. It's an implemented, and ever since that, everybody's been using emojis. And there's also a remark here that says MS Outlook adds that actually a pretty good Unicode Punicode support, but still don't try emojis. Yeah, I remember there's the story about when the Bosnian wars broke, when the Yugoslav war, especially the one in Bosnia Bosnia broke out, there were about 100,000 Bosnians that fled to Switzerland, and about 50,000 of them were granted citizenship, but they couldn't be registered in the citizenship register because that only supported 7-bit or 8-bit ASCII, but no diacritical sign of Gavriljevic. And I think they fixed it by now, but that was quite a thing some years back. Yeah, I see no further questions. Oh, yeah, there's one. One. Excuse me, that came in right now. Is there a uniform way to generate Punicode over multiple platforms? Mobiles do not work well with entering Unicode numbers, as we all know.
I'm not sure I understood this correctly, but the easiest way to that I used during my testing was simple online converters that would work on every page. And actually, my system doesn't have a shortcut for emojis, so I would always copy and paste the emoji from Emojipedia into online Punicode converter and just use it from there. Because I don't actually use emoji that much.
Okay, we have come to the end of our time. We'd have another minute or two, but we have no more questions. And thank you in the meantime for coming and holding this talk. You'll have another talk, I think it's tomorrow.